entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we want all of you entrepreneurs and wannabe entrepreneurs to have something that will assist you in doing what it is that you have set out for. I'm missing my trusted co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. He's out this week. He'll be back next week, I believe. And my trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty well, Gene. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
I know. I was noticing that empty seat over there. I was like, hey, that mic's down.
Yep, I got to work tonight.
Okay. Oh, well, that's being an entrepreneur. Yeah, you got to work all the time.
That's very true. But anyway, but for those of you kind of new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tan Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tan Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, now you know what we're here for. To help you to do some things that you like to do. Tonight we have a special topic that I'm going to talk about, which is something, but it's titled 12 Unexpected Challenges That an Entrepreneur Might Endure. And so I got an article off the internet that had to do with obstacles that will pop up. And so I'm going to go through some of those obstacles. I'm also going to share some of my experiences in those obstacles so that you new entrepreneurs can get an idea of what's ahead, and you experienced entrepreneurs, if you like, feel free to call the show and give us some of your tips and advice, because the more that we hear from, then the better we are to help the others. Anyway, the number's right in front of you. It's 727-441-3000. And that 727-441-3000 will give you a little time to share your experiences to help out all of those areas in order to help someone follow in your footsteps. But I'm going to just get you to think about someone wrote up something, and I'm sure it's out there for all of you to go out to the internet It's titled 12 Unexpected Challenges Real Entrepreneurs Overcome. Okay, so real entrepreneurs overcome those. Now, which means the entrepreneurs that are on their way, they're going to experience those obstacles. Anyway, so I'm going to kind of go through those and share some of my challenges. But I want you to just think about, in starting a business or a business venture, you're stepping into an area that you have not stepped into, which means you're going to be learning stuff all along the way. And many of those are going to be challenges because you didn't expect those things to happen. Anyway, so I did not, but this article is put out by a person by the name of Brett Brett Farmalo. You can find his article out there. I think it's very helpful in order to hear what other entrepreneurs have had to say. But I'm just going to share some of that knowledge all as well. Anyway, so Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Just getting ready to hear some hurdles that I should expect.
Oh, yes. If you plan to be an entrepreneur, you got to go through some hurdles. Mm-hmm. And it may take a long time. And so I'd like to have you just think about all that, because many people stop along the way or they quit.
It's a test to see how dedicated you are to the plan you've put in place.
Yes, and so it's okay to quit, because some people do quit. Some people give up. However, it's your vision, it's your business, it's your challenges, and I believe the bottom line is that you can overcome those challenges, same way all the others have. And so that's why we're here, is to help you along the way by having entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. Anyway, but we're going to take a short break right quick so that you hear something from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with 12 obstacles I'm going to present to you. We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Money. Hopefully that's the reason you make a decision to start the business, is because you want to make some money. And
lots of it.
And I just had something pop up on my screen.
Well, I'll have to take a look at that,
yeah,
don't you think?
Yeah, look at it, yeah. But these are things that I'd like to have you think about. The first thing on this list, out of all the 12, the first one is raising capital. And I believe meaning raising money. And so one of the things that it... but that kind of stuck out, is that you're going to experience challenges raising capital as you start out, because you may have one figure in mind, and then you find out that you have to raise more money. But one of the things that really stood out for me was that is in finding funding sources. There's a lot of sources or resources out there that will help you to begin your business, help you start your business. And a lot of those sources out there, you can find out some of those from other entrepreneurs and understand that it's important that you look at how can you raise money to achieve your goals. I didn't know that when I started out. I started out using my money until I learned I had to try to find a way to use other people's money, get them enrolled, get them involved, get them to see my idea, get them to see my vision, and want to be a part of it. So that's one of the things that is the most important. How do you take your money and go raise some more money? It's called raising capital. But one of the things I did not do, so I'm going to back up. There are 12 things on this list. I'm going to tell you what all 12 are, because we most likely we're not going to get to all 12 during this session, which means we'll have another session and we'll continue the list. But these 12 things on this list, and I may want to add some of mine later on, but these 12 things, the first one is raising capital. The second one is hiring and managing the right people. Third is developing and maintaining partnerships. Fourth is dealing with international taste, in case your business is going to go beyond this country. Number five is time management. I'll spend a lot of time on that one. Number six is fraud and due diligence. Number seven is values are often tested, your values for what you're going to do. And I'm going to go through all these. But number eight is health and financial crisis, which could happen at any time. Okay, number nine is not getting traffic to your site, not getting enough people looking at your site. Number 10 is finding consistent clients. If you got the kind of business that where you're juggling clients, finding consistent clients. But number 11 is providing value to customers as an e-commerce store. And number 12 is how to delegate tasks effectively. How to delegate tasks effectively. All of these things come along with starting a business or building a business. And there are challenges that I didn't expect. I don't think that you have expected what you might expect that's coming, but we all are going to have challenges, and you're going to have challenges, and the only difference is you got to find a way to overcome them. Okay, it's like one way is talking to your peers or fellow entrepreneurs. Okay? Anyway, so I covered number one, which is raising capital. Raising money, building partnerships, finding out where sources or resources of money that you can get. And I started to write down I thought about once I use most of my money. And there are resources out there like the Small Business Administration. There are other places where you can find, I'm going to say, find more money. Okay, find people that want to invest in you. Okay, build partnerships. But either way, when you get to the point of looking at your numbers and what you need to raise in order to get started or to be effective, then you're going to have to find ways to build relationships so that people buy into you. It's not going to be your company. They're going to be buying into you based on what you want to do, what you have done, and to show that you're in a position now where you want to go do some of the things that you'd like to do. Anyway, so that's number one, raising capital, which is something that most of us, I can't speak for the us because there's only one me, I've experienced issues and concerns raising capital because I didn't know where to go to raise capital. I have since found out some resources or sources that will help you out in this area. The other area is just building relationships and getting in front of individuals that may have an interest in your business venture. So that's something that I'd like to have you begin to think about. There's always investors out there looking for you. I attended a couple of universities here in the Tampa area because I was involved in an entrepreneurial program, and there were several investors waiting for you, waiting to hear your ideas or having sources of resources to pass you on. And so many universities have individuals just waiting to find out what your new idea is. And in many cases, it will involve raising capital with people who know how to raise the capital for you. Anyway, so I'm going to suggest that you're going to be challenged with that. And one of the things that you want to do is always ask the others, where might you find additional capital? For two reasons. One is so that you know where to go. Secondly, because you're going to run into others that are starting just like you started. They're also going to be asking, and you want to be able to refer them to where you've been. Anyway, so those are two reasons why you may want to look at ways in terms of raising capital. And in many cases, you're going to have that obstacle, and it gets larger and larger and larger. That's where finding the other people to come in and go help do it for you, spread your message. Okay, number two was hiring and managing the right people. The right people are the people that you will need in order to grow your business. You'll need them to offload much of the responsibilities. And so finding the right people will be difficult. Okay, because you have your idea of what it's going to take, and finding those ideal people or right people will be a problem, and you should expect the problem of finding the right people. It's easy to get just people, okay, but the right people is going to be difficult because you got to spend time with all of those types of people to find out why they are with you. Why do they want to work with you? Why do they believe in it? And are they the right person? Because that's going to determine how you grow your business, the image of your business. Do you have the right people representing you? Anyway, so hiring and managing the right people. Okay, getting them in the door is one thing. Okay, managing them is another thing. Okay, so the managing part of it comes to your abilities of understanding managing people. And if you haven't managed people before, that will really be a challenge. And then you've got to find someone that possibly has experience in managing others, but can they manage your people? Anyway, so you're going to be challenged with how do you grow your business? How do you grow your personnel? Because hiring the right people will be difficult. And it's not just you. Our entire workforce has that problem. Okay, and the proof is the number of people that just aren't the right people that we keep thinking are the right people. Okay, the proof is the lack of productivity. The proof is the lack of morale. And so it's very, very difficult to find the right people as your company grows. And so that's going to be an obstacle. I'm going to say take it on and learn from some of those people, but make sure they're the right type of people representing you, okay, representing your company. Number three, developing and maintaining partnerships. Okay, one of the things about partnerships are people that you build a relationship with, people that will support you. Because you're going to need partners. You're going to need other individuals, other companies in some cases, which really still comes down to an individual. You're going to need individuals to work along with you. And that could be a challenge based on the type of person you are, based on your background, what you've been through. And so those challenges are really going to be there, and developing and maintaining them. Okay, so one is developing them, and that's you getting partnerships and developing partnerships that you get people that will handle certain responsibilities. Then you got to figure out a way to keep them. Okay, because if they're good people, somebody's going to be after them. Okay, if they're good, they already have a track record. If they're looking to build a track record with you, everyone deserves an opportunity to get started, but making sure that's the right type of partnership. That's for you as a company. As your products and services, you got to begin to look at who are you serving, who's your customer, who's your audience. In my case, I'm in the training business and training field, and so I've partnered with colleges, universities, the Department of Labor, which is now the Department of Economic Opportunity. I've partnered with the Small Business Administration. I've partnered with some forms of the government. I've partnered with the vocational rehab system in order to help people with disabilities to find employment. Anyway, so those become partners who will help you and your business to grow, help your business get started, but also help you to find the right people. So developing and maintaining partnerships, developing is what has to happen. Maintaining them is you keeping them or they keeping you. Anyway, so I'd like to have you begin to think about how they're going to keep with you. What's going to make them want to continue to work with you? Because you're dealing with their clients, their customers, their students, their audience. Anyway, so the obstacle comes down to what do you have whereby they want you and your company or your personnel? Okay, so developing and maintaining partnerships is critical, but it comes along with growth and all that sort of stuff. And so whatever you do, you're going to be developing partnerships and friendships. Okay, so now your customer service skills and abilities, your communication, your body language, your interaction with others, it's what's going to make individuals buy into you or not buy into you. Then you got to get your personnel to represent you. And so I'd like to have you begin to think about, because these are obstacles or challenges. Are the people you have on board, are they representing you, which is representing your company? That's very, very difficult to find. And in many cases, you got to be involved, you got to be visible, you got to be out telling people what you're trying to do. Most people are going to be asking you, what are you trying to do anyway, or what's your goal, what's your vision? And anyway, so you want to be able to tell people what it is that you are trying to do, and always ask them who else they might know in order to help you do what you're doing. But don't expect an answer, just ask the question. And plant the seed so that as they venture out with their colleagues, they're going to run into other people with other types of challenges. And in many cases, they have individuals that are looking for other things to do, and you may be the right fit. You may be the right match. If nothing else, they may recommend that person for you to follow up with. But anyways, I'd like to have you begin to think about that. Those are some of the challenges. We've only gotten as far as number three so far, but it's time that we take a short break so you hear a word from our sponsor. This is your host, Gene Hodge, and we'll be right back sharing more challenges that real entrepreneurs must overcome. We'll be right back.
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Don't let anybody stop you from your goals, from your dreams, from your vision. There can be a lot of naysayers out there, and you're going to be challenging yourself, but don't stop. Figure out a way to keep going, and don't let anything stop you from achieving your goals. That's how the others have done it, and that's how you can do it. I'm talking about 12 unexpected challenges real entrepreneurs must overcome. It comes from an article I found out on the internet. It's put out by a person by the name of Brett Farmelow. I think I'm pronouncing that right, but it's 12 things that he put together. I'm adding my two cents worth based on my own experiences. So I'm sharing you my experiences as part of being an entrepreneur. And if you have any experiences that are similar to this, the number's right in front of you. You're more than welcome to give me a call, which is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. I would love to hear additional comments to help other entrepreneurs out there that are just getting started and wondering what the future is going to be like, because it's going to be full of challenges. Anyway, so the things I've covered so far is raising capital, hiring and managing the right people, developing and maintaining partnerships, and the fourth one, which we're getting into, is dealing with international taste. Based on the kind of business you have, what type of customer audience are you serving? Is it just in this country? Is it just in this language? Or could it be possible be in other countries, other languages, other cultures? And so that has to be a consideration based on your product or service. And believe me, it's a little different as far as that goes for your service or for your product. I've been somewhat fortunate to travel a little bit, and I've spent some time in China. Not a long time, but I spent some time in China. I got a chance to make a few presentations, and before I did all that, I was briefed on certain customs within the culture. Certain things I could do or could say that people were happy to hear, and things that I could say where people would frown. So think about what business or service that you might have, because if you're using other individuals outside of your native language, outside of English, or just in this country, you can experience all of that in this country now, because all of those different cultures are here in this country. But just in case your product or service and you or your representatives must go international, then it's very important that you prepare them for what to expect, because much of what we do here in this country is not exactly acceptable in many others. Okay. Anyway, so I mentioned China, but I've been fortunate enough to spend a little time in Thailand as well, which means the people in Thailand are different than the people in China. I spent a little time in the Caribbean, which means all those islands down there, people are different there as well, from one island to the next island. So considering different cultures, if that's your product or service, you must take that in consideration, because it will involve challenges that you may not expect. Because if you don't know, you don't know. I was fortunate because before I got the chance to take off, I had to go through some training sessions on what is the culture like in this country? What can you do? What can you say? What can you show? And that's still going on in many countries. I have an opportunity at this point it's possible I might get a chance to go to Africa. More pronounced, possibly South Africa, possibly Nigeria, Lagos, and a few others. I can't think of
all. You're going to be all over the place now, aren't you?
Well, I've had opportunities. That doesn't mean I'll go. Ah. Unfortunately, I've had to turn down some because of just lack of knowledge, lack of funding. The timing wasn't right.
And you're here every Thursday.
Yeah, that's a struggle. That's a real job.
It's a fun job, though.
I've had some invitations to go to Senegal and... Anyway, that part of the world, and I get a few every now and then, but I have to look at what I'm doing to make sure I'm prepared to go give out my message, or I've got to find individuals on my team or get them on my team so they can go spread the message. Anyway, so those are challenges that may come out based on your product or service. In my case, it's training people for jobs that they'll enjoy doing. Anyway, so employment training is very critical. And I'm hoping that I have an influence that touches the planet. So I'm on my way. I'm not exactly there yet. Although I don't know if we're on YouTube and Facebook anymore. But
you're on Facebook.
We're there somewhere. Anyway. But the bottom line is think of your own business that you'd like to start, the products and services that you're going to be offering to your audience. And if that involves different types of people, then you must figure out a way to make sure you serve those people as well, especially if they want what you have. Anyway, so that's another one. Number five, time management. One of the biggest challenges is starting to recognize the number of tasks that you have to do because there's nobody else. And if you do have somebody else, you've got to manage them, and so you still have even more tasks that you haven't thought about. Anyway, so managing time becomes an issue based on the number of things that you're doing for your business. It can involve advertising or public relations or travel or, I don't know, staying up late at night, getting up early in the morning, working weekends, working 24/7. It could involve an awful lot of your time. Bobby just mentioned I'm here every Thursday almost. It involves time of preparation, time getting in front of you. It's still part of the business. It's necessary if I want to have the exposure that I'm looking to get. Anyway, but think about what your product or service is and what kind of exposure do you want to have, because you are the product, you are the business, which means you got to go do things that you hadn't planned on doing. But if you want the customers and the visibility, then you got to be willing to go put that time in. And so that will happen for most entrepreneurs. How are you going to manage all the time? Plus the customers calling on you. Okay, so you got the internal obstacles, and you have the external obstacles when the others are planning for you and planning to use your product or service, and you've got to show up somehow. And the technology is fine, internet's fine, but you can't be everywhere at once. And in many cases, people want you. People want to see you, talk to you, touch you. Want to know that you're real, and more so, they want to know, are you a people person? Because if you're a people person, they'll work with you. Because the worst thing you can do is ignore people that want to know you. Because that will, they'll ignore your business. However, they'll go spread the word. Yeah. Anyway, so that's something else to keep in mind. Anyway, that's number five. I got to get to number six because our time is running down. Okay, fraud and due diligence. Based on the type of person you are, the type of company that you want, your company may become a victim of fraud in many, many ways. And so you got to be conscious of who's representing you, what someone else may be saying out there about you and your business. Because unfortunately, our world is made up of people who want to steal your business, steal your ideas, steal your products and services, and misrepresent you. So you've got to be conscious of that in today's time, especially with today's time with so much technology going on, handling your business for you, but it can't handle all of your business, which means you've got to handle some. So putting in the time to make sure that you don't become a victim of someone, I'm going to say, stealing your identity as a company or as an individual. Okay, that's rampant out there. And so you got to do your homework to find the right people, the right services, the right products in order for you to grow your business. Anyway, so those are just some of the things I'd like to have you begin to think about, because you must put in some time, and no one expects fraud to enter their business, I don't think.
No, I wasn't banking on it.
And if you're the fraud type, we'll find that out sooner or later. Anyway, so it's all these things that you must begin to think about, because they become obstacles as you grow your business, or based on where you want to go. They call them challenges. I'm calling them obstacles, but they're challenges, because you got to figure out a way to meet the challenge. And if you can't do it, you got to find someone else that can do it. But either way, it's got to be done if you want to grow your business further. Anyway, so just some things to keep in mind. But anyway, I think it's time that we kind of get ready to go to a break here. We're talking about 12 things that 12 challenges that the real entrepreneurs must go through and overcome. I'll tell you more when we get right back.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Hey, Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Going gets tough. The cuff get going. I'm talking about 12 unexpected challenges that real investors overcome or must overcome. It's based on an article I've gotten off the internet by a person by the name of Brett Farmelow. He has 12 items here. I'd mentioned that most likely we're not going to get through all 12 in this session, but I've gone through six so far. Trying not to go through them too fast because I think they all deserve merit. We could talk about each one of these for a good 20 or 30 minutes, and I'm just giving you some brief thoughts to think about, and I'm sharing some of my own experiences as I began or am growing my business and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, the 12 things are on number six. I'm just going to repeat the six things that I've gone through. Number one was raising capital. Number two was hiring and managing the right people. Number three was developing and maintaining partnerships. Number four is dealing with international taste. It means if your business has to deal with, then it's just serving people beyond our culture in this country and even in this country. Time management. How well do you manage your time? As the time will get eaten up anyway, but having the challenge of managing time and fraud or due diligence. Okay, there's a lot of fraud out there now, and trying to protect your company to make sure you don't get involved with fraud or caught up in fraud, and hopefully you yourself as the entrepreneur, you're not in the fraud business. It happens, but hopefully you aren't. But obviously, your product and service, there are other people out there that want what you have, and there are a lot of people out there trying to get your stuff. Anyway, so you got to find a way to protect you and your company from fraud, because it's going to be there, and it's going to challenge you, and somehow you've got to learn to overcome it. Okay, number seven, values are often tested. Okay, your values. Since it's your company, it's your business, and your values are centered around that. Your values aren't necessarily what other people have. Okay, so depending on your product and service, your values may get tested by your potential customers, by your contacts, by the people that you're around, and in making partnerships because your values of how do you run your business? What type of image do you want to put in front of your business? Because you are the business and everyone else represents you. Many people make that mistake on a huge level. That's why employers are really, really struggling trying to find the right people just in their companies because of lack of productivity, lack of morale, because the companies have an image to keep up. However, the company is a name. The image must be kept up by the individuals. And so you as your company must have an image you want to protect, an image you want to present. Because if you have a company, you must be seen. You must get noticed, which means you must participate in your community. You must accept invitations when people invite you places. You must go where you've never been before. And your values are what's going to drive you, but everyone doesn't understand or want your values. You've got to figure out a way to be yourself share your values and get the respect that you want, as well as the respect from others, in order for you to get clients and customers. Anyway, so your values are going to be tested. Your values come in many ways. It could be the culture that you're dealing with. I just mentioned I spent a little time in China, Thailand, the Caribbean. Each place will have a different culture. In many cases, so many different communities right here in this country. They have their own culture because they all came from the same place. In this country, there's so many refugees in this country that brought their culture with them. It's not wrong. It's just their culture. Anyway, so you want to be clear to understand that your values may or may not be acceptable by many others, but you have to find a way to keep your values as well as to respect the value of others, because those become your clients and customers and your workers and your employees in many cases. So I'd like to have you just think about that. That's number seven. Okay, number eight, health and financial crisis could happen as a new entrepreneur. Health is number one. Okay, number one, you as the entrepreneur, you got to find ways of staying healthy. And I'm not sure what that means. It could mean a lot of exercise. It could be getting involved with coaches that will coach you to get exercise. It could involve you running and playing tennis or games and all that sort of stuff. You got to figure out a way to keep your health up. You got to eat healthy because your image, again, is going to be out there. And so health is going to be a critical issue. It's a challenge. Should something happen to you health-wise, who is going to step in? Anyways, I'd like to have you think about who do you have to step in should something happen to you? And it doesn't, it could be health, but think of many other ways. My associate, Mr. Dukes, he's not here, which means that part of the show is lacking from his perspective because he's not here to give his. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about health is going to be critical, but I just want to expand on health by just saying if you have to go missing, what's going to happen to your company? What's going to happen to your employees? Have you prepared for that just in case? Okay, the second thing on is financial crisis. We started out by saying raising enough capital. Well, obviously, you're going to use your money. You may borrow money, get others to put in money, but it still may not be enough. What are you going to do then when you owe people plus you need more? And that's something that happens to entrepreneurs and a lot of new entrepreneurs, but also contributes to these stats, which many of you heard, that within 5 years, 90% of the businesses are out of business because obstacles come up. And the financial side definitely plays a role in that. If you need more, but you can't get it, if you're already borrowed out already, it's things like that you may not anticipate, depending on the kind of business you have and where you're trying to go with it. Okay. Anyway, so that's number eight in order to think about. What happens if or your health and financial crisis is going to be part where our time is running out? I see. Okay.
But we do have time for a great to ask the question.
Okay.
If you want to ask the question.
Well, I think we should go to that because just in case for many of you, because we'll come back with this at another session. However, I want you to think about this. That's going to ask the question. And who do we got that's going to ask the question? It's why not?
His name is Jim Rohn.
Jim Rohn. Why not? I'll tell you about Jim after we hear what Jim had to say.
I want you to ponder these four questions. The first question to ponder when you go home is why? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to do it all? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Develop every skill you possibly can. See every human you possibly can. Go to every class you possibly can. Touch everybody you possibly can. Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question, why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? I want you to take that personal. Why not? Why not? You've got to stay here till you go. I mean, what else are you gonna do? Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Now here's number three. Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? My very last question on the questions to ponder is why not now? There never was a better time. And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world.
Why not you? Why not now? You're listening to Jim Rohn. You can find him out on YouTube. He has several videos out there. One of them just... It's titled, Why Not? I highly recommend that. But you as the entrepreneur are the one that has the idea, the vision, and you've gotten started, and you are going to have challenges. Okay, anyway, so we just got you talking about 12 unexpected challenges real entrepreneurs overcome. We've only got through 8 of them, and so we got more to come on another session. But I'd like to have you just think about that. Why not you? Because when you decide to get started, that'll be when your company gets formed and your product or service gets served, when you make that decision to get started. Anyway, so that's all I've got to say. Bob, you're looking at me kind of funny, but...
That's when the why not starts.
Yes, that's right. Why not? It's going to be you. It's your business. Based on you doing it. Whoops, I hear the music, which means our time is up. It's Frank Sinatra, titled My Way. And I want you to know that if you plan to do what you need to do, you are going to do it your way, the best you know, and you're going to learn along the way. So you can do it your way, same way you've been a lot of other things you've done in the past your way. Anyway, stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up. And we will see you next time.
Yes, it was my way.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.